This guy is stuck on a railway in a wheelchair, and a train is on its way. This officer needs to act fast if he's gonna save this man's life.
I'll be out with the mouse snack on the tracks, trying to get him out. Get up.
On the morning of August 12th, 2020, Officer Erica Uria found himself patrolling in California near the railroad tracks, but she didn't know that she would be saving a man's life in just a matter of minutes. Suddenly, her attention was drawn to a man in a wheelchair who seemed to be trapped on the tracks just as the crossing arms began to come down, signaling an oncoming train. Recognizing the danger, the officer rushed out of her patrol car and towards the wheelchair-bound man.
One. I'll be out with the mouse snack on the tracks, trying to get him out. Go on, can you get up?
Luckily, the hero officer managed to pull him out just moments before he would have been crushed by the train. Unfortunately, he got a leg injury during the rescue and had to be taken to a local hospital for more help. However, that's just a minor injury compared to what would have happened if the officer never arrived. This is a perfect example of good cops not hesitating in the face of danger. But what happens when there's a baby at stake?
He's blinking.
In Sterling Heights, Michigan, just before 11 p.m. on a Thursday, the police received a call to a residence on the 3600 block of Waltham Drive. Officer Cameron Macy-Juski was the first to arrive on the scene, and he didn't waste a moment. Screams and cries could be heard from the terrified family, and the cop immediately knew he had to act fast.
Let me see the baby. He's still blinking. He's blinking. Okay, hold on. Hold on. There you go. Okay. He's crying. He's crying. Okay. He's crying. Hey, it's okay. He's crying. He's crying. He's crying. He's okay. He's crying. Yeah, she's breathing. She was crying a minute ago. Okay. All right. Okay. Yep. She's okay. Yep. I can feel she's got a pulse and she's breathing. Okay.
With the baby now safe and sound, they could have a conversation with her family, understand what happened, and calm them down.
You gotta run us through what happened. When did the baby stop breathing? She started choking on the milk?
Yes.
Okay, she's breathing now. Well, just hold on. Just let them work on her, make sure she's stabilized.
Following this heart-stopping moment, the Sterling Heights Fire Department took over, transporting the baby to the hospital for a thorough checkup. Now things get a lot more serious when there's a burning building with a child trapped inside. There's no time to lose, and the cop doesn't hesitate. Even a few seconds could cost the child his life.
Watch your face.
Right here, baby. Right here, baby. Come on, baby. Come on, baby.
Where does he sleep in there?
Right there. Where is his bed? Right there.
Wherever he is, grab, because I don't know where his bed is in here.
Owen! Come to the window, baby.
The deputy remains calm the whole time, while the mother panics. He knows that he needs to stay as relaxed as possible if they're going to save the child, but he also knows that time is running out. Another deputy arrives, and they work together to try and find the child. They could hear the boy groaning and coughing, so they knew he was in the room, but they couldn't figure out exactly where.
Baby!
Where are you at?
Come on, baby!
I can't see where he's
at. Hey, buddy, come on, come to this light, bud. Buddy, I need you to come to the light, man.
Where are you at, bud? Where you at, bud?
There's no way that they could find the child even if they could get in, so they need the child to come to them.
Is it baby in there?
That's it, bud. I'm going the other way. What's his name?
Right here. Come here. Get up, bud.
Where's he at?
Right here.
After about 3.5 minutes of urgently calling for Owen, the child finally appeared, and the cops immediately sprung into action and reached into the smoke to pull him to safety. They don't even stop for a moment to consider their own safety. Their only concern is the child.
Come here. Reach out to us. Keep coming. Come on. Come here. Give me your hand.
Come on, bud. Hands down. Slow.
Hey, bud.
Buddy, talk to me. Talk to me.
Hey. Hey, you all right?
Just grab the airbag. Just grab an airbag.
They're coming.
The child is immediately carried away from the building and given oxygen. He's unresponsive at first, but that's normal given the horrible ordeal that he's just gone through. The deputies stay with him until the paramedics took him to the hospital, where he made a full recovery thanks to these extremely brave officers. The fire might have been started from a fire pit that a family member lit before they went inside and dozed off while the fire was still burning. Eventually, the flames spread and reached the house. Good cops and quick responses saved this child's life. There's no telling what might have happened if he hadn't located him in time. Children aren't the only ones who need saving, though. And this time, the clock is ticking.
4-4, we got one now. He's having a seizure. We need EMS in 1018.
Two Austin police officers responded to a call about a truck completely engulfed in flames with someone trapped inside. Obviously, they had to move quickly before the vehicle completely exploded.
Get the extinguisher.
It has to be incredibly hot around the truck, but the cop isn't going to let that stop him.
Hey, man.
With the door open, one officer begins to pull the man out of the vehicle while the other attempts to put out some of the flames around the door. They want as safe an exit as possible for the man, but they quickly figure out that the fire extinguisher isn't helping. The fire is just too hot, and it's completely enveloped the truck, and there's no way they're putting it out.
That's hot.
Come on. Come on. Come out.
Get out.
Help me get him real quick. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on out. Pull.
They managed to pull the man from the vehicle and soon realize why he was unresponsive. It's a lot more than just shock.
Turn him over. He's having a seizure. 4-4, we got one now. He's having a seizure. We need EMS in 1018.
The seizure changes the situation and the cops immediately call for medics. This is a great example of how officers have to be able to respond to anything at a moment's notice. They thought they were only dealing with a car on fire, but now there's a man having a seizure. All they can do is respond in the best way possible and continue to help the man in any way until the EMTs arrive.
We're not gonna do anything with it. Hey, get everyone away from me. Hey, help me pull them over there. We'll get away from the fire.
One, buddy.
Two,
three.
Here. You're okay.
Okay, buddy?
You're okay.
You're okay.
You're good. You're good.
A would-be good Samaritan then arrives with another fire extinguisher, but the officers instruct him to stay away. They don't want to put any more civilians in danger. The entire time, you can see how they put everyone's safety before their own. They are the ones who are trained for these conditions, and it can often make things even more complicated by having a civilian interfere.
Yeah, get away from me. It's not going to do nothing. That's not going to do nothing.
It's not going to help.
Over here. Get over there.
You're okay.
4-4, the vehicle's completely engulfed.
EMTs arrived a few minutes later, and the man was taken to the hospital. And just minutes later, the vehicle completely exploded. It seems like the officers got there just in time. But this time, instead of technology, it's the forces of nature that put a time limit on this case.
Come on, baby. She's definitely hypothermic. She's freezing.
Officers arrived at the bank of the Utah River to find that a car had completely overturned into it. On arrival, they didn't know if anyone was still inside, and to make things worse, it was the middle of winter and the car was freezing. Anyone still in the car wasn't going to last long, meaning whatever they were going to do, they needed to act fast.
What have you got?
Several cops surround the vehicle. They're trying to find any possible way to get into the car, but the doors won't budge, and too much of the car is underwater. But they have to keep trying. It's going to be difficult, but they can't give up until they know that the car is empty.
Can we get through back window or anything?
Man, they're both on that side. Looks like one of them's freaking out.
We can try, I don't know. Right on the east side. Eric, I need a quick pop time.
Eric, get over here, Beddoes.
The only thing that they can do is try to flip the car. It seems impossible, but they don't have any other choice. They need to know if anyone is inside. It has to be getting colder and colder in there, and they can't afford to wait. Hypothermia can develop in as little as 5 minutes, depending on the conditions, and they don't know how long the car has been there.
We're helping! We're coming! Eric, get down here and we're gonna try and flip it. Let's go, guys! Come on!
Watch out, guys!
Watch out! Watch out! Watch out!
We gotta keep going with it. Yeah.
If you can make contact with Dennis.
I'm not seeing any movement.
But miraculously, they're able to push the car onto its side, but they're far from finished. They still don't see any signs of movement, and they don't have a way of getting in yet. Next, they bring in a winch to try and lift the car more. They're hoping that if they can get more of the car out of the water, they might be able to get inside.
Where's the winch at?
I don't want to do anything until he starts bowling them up. I'm up there.
You need to hook winch on this side, though.
Before they lift the car any further, they catch sight of something that makes their hearts drop and causes things to become much more urgent.
Anybody hear us?
Hello?
Oh, God. There's a bear.
Oh, fuck. There's a bear. Brian, get up here, though. Get up here.
There's a baby still in the car, and they don't know how much longer it has. The water is freezing cold, so while the officers continue to hold the car, a firefighter at the scene manages to get the door open and climb into the vehicle.
Oh, all right. Please, what do you need me, Paul? You need to go to the shore?
Yeah,
I got this door.
Yeah, brother.
Hand him out,
Paul. Hang on. Don't move it.
What's the line? Get us alone. Wait, don't fall.
Hang on. We got guys in.
Got one in the car. Anybody got scissors, cut the belt?
Yeah, right here. Scissors.
A knife.
The baby's seatbelt is still engaged, and they don't have the time to try and unlock it. The fastest thing to do is cut through the belt. Everyone there has to be panicking now. They don't even know if the baby is still conscious, but they continue to remain calm and do their jobs. After several tense seconds, the baby is cut free.
Here you go.
Got it? Here, pass her up. Pass her up. Here, right here.
Go.
Thank you.
Come on, baby. She's definitely hypothermic. She's freezing.
The officer wastes no time in getting the baby to the hospital. If it has hypothermia, then it needs immediate attention. They needed to get it into dry clothes and warmed up as soon as they can. Luckily, the baby was rescued in time and the doctors were able to save it. But sometimes there isn't even time to take someone to the hospital.
Get him on the ground.
Sir.
He's not breathing.
These Florida cops came upon a man unconscious in a vehicle on the side of the road. By the time they got to him, he was already in bad shape. They didn't even know what the problem was, and there was no time to call for help. They had to act right then.
Let me pull him out. Get him on the ground. Sir.
What's his medical history?
I don't know.
He just picked him up 10 minutes ago.
You just picked him up?
Yeah, he's like, I need some money. Can you put me to work? And I said, yeah.
So he's got a pulse. He's breathing, so.
The cops have to first figure out what's going on. The man is barely breathing and totally unresponsive. But that doesn't really narrow it down, and every second that they waste could mean this man's life.
He's not breathing. I don't know. Drug related.
Give me a flashlight. I can't see his eyes.
Yeah, they're pinpoint.
One officer wonders if it's drug-related, so they check his eyes and find out that they are pinpoint. This means that his pupils are very constricted and don't respond to changes in light, which is a clear sign of an overdose. That, combined with the lack of breathing, lets the officers know that they're on the right track. So now that the problem is identified, they have to move on to fixing it, which is a lot harder than it sounds.
Go left nostril. Isaac's Narcan deployed in the left nostril.
One officer proceeds to rub the man's chest, a method that is meant to stimulate them awake, while the other administers the Narcan into the man's nostril. Narcan, or naloxone hydrochloride, is a drug designed to reverse an overdose. The cops are obviously well-trained in responding to these situations, and they manage to administer the Narcan in less than 2 minutes of being with the man.
All right, so put it on.
There you go.
There we go. Hold on. All right, take it off.
After the Narcan, the next step is to stimulate the victim's breathing. The officers accomplish this using an air pump that is specially designed for this type of situation. Once again, the officers knew exactly what to do. It's amazing how much knowledge they need just to do their jobs, and use the pump until the paramedics arrived at the scene.
Got a pulse, barely breathing, he's just going to take a breath. There he is.
Within a few minutes, the man was breathing on his own and doing much better. Thanks to the officer's quick thinking and excellent training, the man's life was saved. He was already on his last breaths when they got to him, and he wouldn't have lasted much longer. Now let's move on to our last case, which might be the most intense of them all.
MJ, can you hear me?
MJ, come on, buddy!
MJ! It's the police!
It's okay, buddy, come on!
Wisconsin officers responded to a fire and arrived to find a building completely engulfed in flames. As if the situation wasn't already stressful enough, they were informed that a child was still trapped inside and there was no way for the cops to get in.
Information about a child trapped. Can you tell us what it's worth?
Back bedroom, I tried to smash out the window.
They know the kid was inside, but they don't know where. They do everything they can to try and find the child, but the flames and smoke make it difficult to see or hear anything. They need to locate the boy as soon as possible before he passes out from the smoke. If they can't come to them, then they may never get him out.
Hey, kid, are you in here? Hello? Hello?
Come on.
Hello! Police!
Anyone in there, buddy? Come on, man! What's the kid's name? What's the kid's name?
MJ!
MJ! MJ! Hey, back up! Get out of here! Back up!
Can you hear me?
MJ!
MJ! MJ, can you hear me?
MJ, come on, buddy!
MJ! It's the police!
It's okay, buddy, come on!
MJ!
The child has to be terrified, so the cops hope that hearing his name will make him respond. They're doing everything they can to let the boy know that they're trying to work to help him, but nothing seems to be working. The odds are completely against them, but they are determined to save the child.
MJ! Oh, hey, MJ, come here!
MJ, come on, buddy!
MJ,
it's okay,
MJ!
Buddy, come on!
MJ, this way! MJ!
MJ, come on!
MJ! MJ! Hey! You're right here, buddy! Buddy, you're right there!
Did you get him?
He's right here!
Is he down or what?
He's right there! He's lying down! MJ, come on! Come here! Come to the window, buddy!
Bob, is he awake?
Take your belt off me!
You can hear the total desperation in their voices. They are not going to let the child go. They'd never forgive themselves if they didn't get to him. Finally, realizing that he's going to have to go through the window, one of the officers starts taking off his belt. They are risking everything for the kid.
Think about that.
The officer reaches through the window, but he still can't get to the child. The flames make it impossible, and he's not wearing any protective gear. If he goes in, then he might not come back out. He still tries everything he can before a firefighter arrives on scene. Now they have someone who can go into the building.
Watch the path.
Your mic.
Down the floor to your right.
Floor to your right.
Down to the right. His name's MJ.
MJ.
That's not.
I don't know where he went.
Sorry.
Right.
He's trying to get him right now.
Get up there, officer. Get up there.
The officer wastes no time in getting the child medical help. He seems barely conscious and needs oxygen as soon as possible. The boy had been in heavy smoke for an extended period of time, and they don't know the full effects yet. Just 5 to 10 minutes of oxygen deprivation due to smoke is known to cause permanent brain damage.
Watch your hose, watch your hose. You're okay, MJ, buddy. Yeah, he's trying. You're okay, MJ. You're doing good, buddy.
Throughout this whole time, you can hear how much these officers care about the child. They're doing everything in their power to make sure that he's okay. This is what good cops do. They put the needs of others before their own, just like these officers. Never once did you see them hesitate or hold back. They did their jobs to the best of their ability.
He was just crying. His name's MJ, Michael James or something like that. He's 3 years old. He's in the back bedroom. Yep, back bedroom, 20-year-old.
Thanks to their heroic work, along with the fire department, the officers were able to save the child. Not even a building completely engulfed in flames could stop these hero cops from doing what they needed to do.